Since Uranus is such a futuristic kind of a planet, I think it's reasonable to ask what the transit of Uranus across Pisces holds for the future. Now, the future, of course, is always speculative and sometimes wildly speculative, and sometimes it is just a matter of common sense. But let's look for a second at the trajectory, the direction of things, as they've been moving since Uranus went through Aquarius, where it happens to be at the recording of this CD. What we saw with that was this revolution in interconnectivity. Suddenly, everything was connected to everything else, and many people were connected to many other people through these networks. Networks that had been growing for quite a long time, apparently since the 60s, then suddenly became manifest in the world, and the next thing you know, no matter what you do, you are on the internet. All right, so we can look at that as being something that changes the shape of the structure and the crystallization pattern of life and has shifted the way in which we relate to one another and communicate with one another. When we talk about Pisces, we're looking at something that much more directly dissolves a sign where the when we talk about Pisces, the theme is in itself a sign where the dissolution, the dissolving of known structure and boundaries occurs. And this has been happening for a while, but for example, the tempo of this change began to pick up pace right as Uranus went into Pisces in March of 2003, when there was a sudden explosion of wireless interconnectivity in the technological world, and where wireless systems went from being a thing that was just there to being a thing that was suddenly everywhere. And that has just been in this one year, 2003, and it coincides with the entry, temporarily, of Uranus into Pisces. We have an example of the technology being able to cross yet another set of known boundaries, now to the point where you can walk around any downtown metropolitan area with your laptop and log on to the networks of various different corporations. And you can do this all day long. 6 months ago, 8 months ago, that was just simply not the case. So the boundaries of the technological world have taken a huge shift in this first year of Uranus in Pisces. Another thing we're seeing is an explosion of the open source movement, also known as Linux in the computer world, where open source software is beginning to undermine the known structure of the business world where the purveying and selling, the marketing of software is concerned. And while this has been a prediction and a concern or an issue that's been discussed for maybe half a decade, these things suddenly, they reach their moment, they reach their point where they begin to have an effect on visible reality. Things move from being invisible to suddenly being fully manifest and visible in the world. And there will come a time when the open source movement has an effect on the known business structure of the software world. Now, with all these boundary-dissolving issues, we are seeing an onslaught of privacy issues like we have never even considered or thought of. We already live in a world where the whole notion of privacy is basically meaningless. Everybody you give your credit card number to, if they have the technology on their end, and the richer they are, the more sure you can be that they have it, the more they can know about you. All kinds of marketing trends are tracked now to, I'm sure you can find out what hour of the day certain things sell the best in and what neighborhood, and then sell them in that hour of the day and in that neighborhood based on marketing research that you don't even know is being done when you log on to any major webpage, and everything about you is being transmitted to some computer that's tallying it all up in Japan. So every different boundary that we can think of is being violated, and we are being hacked into technologically, anyway, on a daily basis. At the same time, we are able to have access to information that was unthinkable 4, 5, 6, even 1 year ago.